One of the conditions in travelling quarantine-free to Australia is that one must have had two doses of a COVID vaccine that's accepted by our medical regulator. Two more overseas-made vaccines were added to that list yesterday, the Chinese-made Sinopharm vaccine and the Indian-made Covaxin, paving the way for thousands more people to return here. But some Aussies who've had these vaccines are still facing hurdles, as Isabel Rowe reports.
After getting her COVID vaccine earlier this year, Lee Miller has been waiting for the moment that jab would allow her to come home.
I've been in tears. I've been absolutely crying. Like, I just feel like a weight's off my shoulders.
The Australian woman lives in Sri Lanka and got the only vaccine available to her, the Chinese-made Sinopharm. But for months, it didn't seem that it'd be accepted by Australian authorities in order to allow her to get on a plane back to Australia.
You know, when I got my vaccination 6 months ago, I told my son that, you know, it's his birthday today. And I said, I will be home for your birthday, Kyra. I will be home for that. And I really looked at every option, you know, coming closer months, like, Mom, it's okay. I know, you know, I won't be able to get back. I know I will, Kyra, I can. I'll find a way. And when the TGAs came out that Sinopharm was not on the approved list, it's just that just dashed all my hopes. I feel my family in my heart now that I can see them.
The medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has now added Sinopharm to its list of recognised vaccines, along with the Indian-made Covaxin jab. It means people with those vaccines are now considered fully vaccinated in Australia, a requirement to enter the country without quarantining now that the borders are reopening. But there's a catch. The recognition for Sinopharm is only for people aged between 18 and 60. And that news is a blow for Adelaide woman Hania Jamali. Her parents in Iran are vaccinated with Sinopharm, but they're both over 60.
I've been here since 2007, but my parents, they've regularly travelled to Australia. Like, they used to spend 6-7 months here every year. And I've applied for exemption. I haven't received it yet, but the airlines are sort of like refusing to take people that they don't have the recognised vaccines.
The World Health Organization says there's a lack of safety data for Sinopharm in over 60s due to a small number of participants in clinical trials. On its website, the Therapeutic Goods Administration says Sinopharm has a slightly lower efficacy than Australian-approved vaccines. So it's chosen to recognise the vaccine for under 60s because they're less at risk of severe disease from COVID. It's cold comfort for Hania Jamali, who doesn't know if her parents will ever be able to come back.
I can't bear in mind the fact that they're never going to be able to come back. It's just so unbelievable, you know.
Adelaide woman Hania Jamali ending Isabel Rowe's report. And in a statement, the TGA says if it receives additional evidence about the efficacy of the Sinopharm vaccine in over 60s, it'll consider extending the age cutoff.